there's been numerous reports published on the threats to the Irish language and the fact that the language is under severe pressure. And, you know, when you look at it, Udas na Gaeltacht, the funding has been cut by almost 50% since 2008, a reduction from €32 million a year down to €18 million a year. And that's just not sustainable at all to maintain those level of cuts and expect Udas na Gaeltacht to stimulate job creation in the Gaeltacht areas. Indeed, I would also say that Udas na Gaeltacht needs to refocus away from foreign direct investment and support and encouraging indigenous businesses as well, more so to ensure that those businesses can be sustainable in the Gaeltacht areas.
As it relates to Udas na Gaeltacht, though, some might argue that there has been quite positive news from them lately. A net gain of 116 jobs in Udas na Gaeltacht has supported companies in Donegal last year, to mention one.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there is no doubt that the Udas have successes from time to time, and it seems to go in cycles. You know, it's not that many years ago since there was over 1,200 people working on the industrial estate in Gidore, and that's down now to about 450 or 500 people. You know, so that's a huge impact on a local area and a local Gaeltacht community. You know, and while foreign direct investment has served a purpose, the problem with it is it's not bedded in the communities. It's not from the communities. And they'll move on when the grant aid starts to dry up. So I think we should be looking for less of the big hit announcements of the hundreds of jobs, but looking at actually supporting people resident in the Gaeltacht.